You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio in the Shoe Swap. The Voice is an independent alternative that is powered by volunteers and fueled by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. To find out more about your community radio, go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca, browse our on-air schedule, and see how you can help us keep the music playing. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we're on the edges of what's musically possible with drummer Ethan Ardelli. He's touring in support of The Island of Form, an album of music he composed that explores the boundaries of music. Before the break, Ethan and his band were playing Accretion. Up next, we'll hear The Serpentine Path, another track from that album. But first, Ethan tells us about getting his first drum kit and a conversation that changed his life.
I was kind of more of a sports guy until I bought a drum set in high school, in grade 10, and I was just kind of messing around, not really taking it overly seriously. And my dad knocked on the door one day and he's like, "Eth, I think you should take drum lessons." And I was like, "Well, why? Like, I'm doing fine." He's like, "Well, I know nothing about the drums, but you just keep playing the same stuff every day. So if I'm hearing you playing the same stuff, I think you should go to someone." And then I started taking drum lessons with a guy named Bruce Aiken, who is a drummer from New Zealand, who was living in Sydney at the time. And Bruce was kind of more into fusion and like Miles, like Bitches Brew, and
right,
sort of the more fusion kind of stuff. And he gave me a Chick Corea record that's called Paint the World.
Okay.
And it's his electric band, but two after Dave Weckl and John Patitucci and these guys.
Okay.
It kind of got me back into jazz because I heard it and I was like, oh yeah, it's like, it's rock and kind of cool, but they're improvising. And so that kind of started me back into jazz. And then another thing that was just really fortunate for me was that when I was in high school, my dad's best friend, a man named Nigel Way, was the jazz bass player in Sydney, Nova Scotia. So,
okay.
And he was friends of our family. So I would go over to Nigel's house and he would be like, "Have you ever heard of Philly Joe Jones?" They're like, "No." And so he'd give me all these Miles records. And, "Have you ever heard of Tony Williams?" "No." "Here's a bunch of Miles records." And so Nigel was a huge source of you know, just inspiring me to get into jazz and giving me information. And my first few gigs that I ever played as a jazz gigs were with Nigel, and his brother Joe is a jazz guitarist. So,
okay.
And then actually another funny thing, another person who was a jazz musician in Sydney, when I was in grade one, had a reading partner. So a guy in grade five, and this was this kind of character guy that I remember in grade one, this guy just being a really funny guy. And then when I got to high school, a few of the students there were saying, "Oh, you got to meet this guy, Eric Burke. He has perfect pitch. He plays piano, he plays bass, he plays drums." And Eric was playing drums on the gig that I saw him play, but I went and saw him play a gig and I was like, "I know that guy, that's my reading partner." So it ended up, it just through circumstance, I just seemed to just run into anyone who knew anything about jazz. I knew them in Sydney. So I was just kind of surrounded by those people who had information. So all those people really helped me out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much for coming out. This is a really great spot to play. It's nice instruments play.